Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, and it's really true.
Testing 1, 2. Testing.
Here's the thing. I've talked about this on the podcast before. I think Rich is slipping into dementia. However, it's hard to tell when someone starts off a little dim. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly how to, like, when he's getting words wrong and stuff. You know what I mean? Is it like, well, is this dementia or just Rich? So I'm going to give you a test, Rich. I found this on the internet. I know you like to do tests on the internet.
That's my new CD, 141 IQ. And you know what's funny? That you're going to, and I'm going to take the test, and I like taking tests, that you could find humor in somebody who's, like, maybe if I had kidney disease, you could give me a test on that, like, this is maybe something.
I would need to give you a test on kidney. You're at the doctor all the time. I've never met, and you went to the doctor one time, you had an ingrown
hangnail.
You had a hangnail.
Ingrown.
You went to the doctor for it.
Because it can get infected, okay? And it can get infected, and you could lose your foot like Mitch Hedberg almost did, okay? That was pretty fucking hard, huh? I used to smoke crack. Yeah. Yeah, I smoked crack, but then I got healthy.
Oh.
That's so funny. He goes, you used to smoke crack.
Yeah. And I've seen some of the girls that you... It's not like you're that into health.
That says a lot for you.
I know. I have low self-esteem. That's what I say. I had to marry you or start cutting myself. That was my two options. This is how I make myself feel.
When we met, I was at the top of my fucking game. The top.
Yeah, and I was at the very bottom. So that's why we came together. That's how it happened for you.
Do you know what, Bonnie? You know when we really felt... Here's the thing. She came to my hotel. I was staying in L.A. I was shooting some TV show. And she came up to the pool, and she left her soda at the table, like at the back of the pool. And I go, let me get that. And
no, said, no, no.
What? Yes? I said, let me go get that
no,
for you.
No, it was in your hotel room, though. You had to actually get in an elevator and go get it.
Yeah, and I went to get it, and you said that's when
nice.
You knew you were going to fuck me. Cause I went and got your soda for you.
That's something
Could you
girls
imagine?
Say. That's something girls say. That girls say that. They go, oh, you got my soda, I'll fuck you. That's just a thing. That's just a thing they say.
But she was perfect. She was coming over to the hotel, so I took a blue pill, right? And
back then?
But wait, huh?
Back then you were taking them?
I was just new to it.
I didn't know that I started with rotten goods. I thought I worked.
But this is why I really fell for her in the beginning. We, in my hotel, we made beautiful love, and then... And then she got up with no fucking small talk and said, I got to get out of here. Do you know how great that was? That she goes, now you don't have to walk me to my car. And she just got up and fucking left. And I'm going, you can't beat a girl like
you're
this.
You're making me sound like a hooker. You know that?
No, I'm just saying you're like a dude and that's what I love about you.
Does everyone, like, is it one of those situations where, like, everyone, like, you were already in the gay world when I came and I didn't know, and like everybody's like, oh my god, like she doesn't know. Like, cause I saw a picture of you recently, like you had like an earring and you know you looked really gay. You were wearing a shirt that had like, you know those tank tops that have the straps that are so thin, you know, they go all down like that and they barely cover a nipple. You were wearing one of those in public. That's gay. That's really, like, if that's not saying, like, I need a cock in my mouth, I don't know.
That picture's what's saying I
bet
need
you don't
a
need
cock
a blue...
in my mouth.
I bet you don't need a blue pill when the right guy comes along, do ya? It's only with me. Sorry. I just, like, I don't want to paint the picture that you're gay if you're not gay, but I'm starting to feel like it's just like, it's I'm that fucking, you know, the wife that everyone is like, probably, like, I don't hear it, but everybody else sees you like this. Oh, hi! Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like... It's like, Mincy Rich Voss, here he comes.
Nah, listen, whatever, that's...
Okay, all right.
You're the only one. It's...
Okay, so should we take the dementia quiz?
I'll do a couple of questions.
Okay, so memory loss, cognitive impairment. I'm going to say just from the show we saw, we can do a check mark on that. Like, what did you call that guy? Somalian or something? Somalian?
What's cognament mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course you have memory loss. But here's the difference with dementia and Alzheimer's. When I have memory loss,
oh wow,
I know I have memory loss, so that shows that I don't have a sign of dementia. If you go, when you have dementia, you go, you don't know that you forgot something. Uh-huh. But if you go, oh fuck, I know I forgot something, do you see what I'm saying? Because you didn't do any research.
If this was a chart, it would be a figure eight, right? Like, does it make sense?
What I'm saying is, if I forget something, I know I forgot it. And then I think, and I... Because I... Listen, I'm no spring chicken, and when you get a little older, you start to forget. You get,
right, like,
listen,
like it, people go, like, eat, like...
These guys right now think they're in Albany, okay?
Why Albany?
I don't fucking know. What does it matter? It's a joke, not a fucking...
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right, so...
I'm going to put you down for yes on number one. Because you know, you just admitted that you do forget stuff a lot.
Of course, everybody forgets stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I forget stuff a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Declining motor function, okay? inability to perform routine tasks.
That is 100% wrong. I fucking multitask around the house. What are you kidding me? When I took that thing out...
I know everybody's thinking sexually, but like...
No. When I
let's even... That's like...
When I brought those shelves from the dumpster inside, okay? And then you took them back out.
I took them back out to the dumpster.
Without any thought, I got them back into the house... Without you noticing, okay? Because they're nice shelves.
They're plastic shelves, like they.
But they're free. And we could put Raina's stuffed animals in them, the daughter we love dearly, that we both had. Not my other daughters that I love more. From my
no, they're
ex-wife.
Nice. They're nice. Disorientation.
100% yes. But I've had that my whole life because I have anxiety, and anxiety leads into disorientation, where you feel disconnected.
Do you know what disorientation means?
Yeah, where you feel outside of yourself, where you're disorientated to what's going on. What, are you saying that's wrong? I'm asking them for...
No, you're right. You're right. They're wrong.
I don't mean to have my back to you guys. Sorry. I just have to look at her. When you have anxiety, when you're between anxiety and panic, like anxiety, GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, it's called GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, which I get at times, okay? And then if it gets really bad, then you feel disconnected and disorientated, which I don't think is connected. I don't think it's connected. I don't think it's connected with dementia.
I like how he says it.
What?
Nothing.
So far,
you got checks on every one. Let's keep going. Behavioral changes. So if you're always grumpy, then you're nice. Or if you're always nice, then you become grumpy. Which, just in the last little while, I will say, you did have a major change. Like... You've always been very, you know, you like your core group of O&A comics. You know, you think they're the best in the business. And last week we worked with Janine Garofalo.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden you started, like, telling everyone she's the best comic you've ever seen.
I didn't say the best, but I think she's really good. She's interesting. She's fucking likable. Okay? At her age,
do I even need to do more quiz?
Listen, I mean,
I think she's fantastic, but... Rich Voss.
No, listen, there's a certain type of...
And then all of a sudden, like, you and Patton Oswalt started, like, texting back and forth.
Listen,
you're like,
first of all, the thing about Rich Voss is I'm respected throughout the comedy community.
Oh, throughout. This leads right into the next one.
Wait, hold on.
Delusional.
First of all, let me finish, okay? You know what? You're like a fucking detective that doesn't let you answer. So did you shoot him? You did? Okay. Listen, here's the deal. First of all, I watched Janine last week. One, she was very nice in the dressing room, which...
She complimented you, and I think that's what turned everything around.
Yeah, of course. And when I watched her on stage, what I loved was... the fact that she was having a good time and didn't give a fuck about everything else. It was a, you know what I'm saying? Okay, and Pat.
I think I got it. Let me just try to. I'm paraphrasing you now. She didn't care what the audience thought. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm trying. Oh. Don't try to act like you're fucking so smart. What I'm saying.
The funny thing is, I'm not smart at all, but this is one of the greatest things about being with Rich Voss. You get to, like, be the intellect. You know what I mean? Any one of you would have the same situation.
Oh, yeah, this is coming from a person that bought a brand new iPhone 5 with a brand new $100 case where the iPhone 5 would be unbreakable in the case, yet she doesn't use the case and she breaks her iPhone. There you have it. Not a major thing, but all those little... All of those little things add up.
Don't turn on me, everyone. let me explain. God, good one, Rich.
Who does
paranoia.
That?
This is one of them. Paranoia and suspiciousness. Okay, let's just move on because I think we all know. Yeah.
The fucking Latins are turning on me.
The Latins.
They're my fucking people.
They are. People do speak Mexican to you. People do speak Spanish to you all the time. People
yes, because Mexican. I'm respected amongst many nationalities. I'm street. That's the difference between you and I. You're not street. You don't know nothing about the street.
This is how street he is. Before the show, he goes to me, hey, when you get up there, say, hey, what's up with your tattoos? Yeah. Like I'm Katie Couric. So, Rich Voss, what is up with those tattoos?
Ugh.
Why did you want me to ask you that?
No, I had
it's
a
like
bit.
It's like you asked me, like you. I was gonna say it, like I've never met you before. Like this is the first time I've ever seen you wear a short sleeve shirt. What is? Have you been going and getting tattoos behind
Listen,
my back?
You know what? Here, let me explain okay, something.
What?
You
ahead.
See how sweet and lovely she is? How pretty and funny. Lay in bed with her as she's eating a fucking apple. And it's so fucking loud and you want to put a fucking pickaxe in her head.
He's got a disorder. He's got that disorder where he can't listen to people chew.
Yeah, not like they're a fucking horse.
Misophonia, that's what he's got.
What's that?
It's called misophonia. I know, it sounds like me so phony, but it is a real disorder.
All right, what? Two more questions and then okay. We'll bring up someone that could help.
Okay. Sexual actions.
What about
exposing
that?
Exposing oneself in public. Okay, so on my birthday, he was kind enough to send me a dick pic, and...
We weren't together. I was traveling.
What girl doesn't want to wake up to that? I'm just saying. The thing is that it was nice, so I'm going to guess you spent, like, how long, how many pictures before you found the one that, like, how many different angles? You were kind of by a window. You were like... This
well,
needs
first,
to be backlit.
First, I took a blue pill. Then I had two hornets sting it.
And then he was like, I called him. I said, "That's funny. You know, you sent me a dick pic." He goes, "Did you show it to your friends?" I think we need to bring up Jim now.
Wait, you showed it to the porn stars. You showed it to the porn stars.
Very quickly.
All right, let's have a big hand for... He needs no introduction.
You're just lazy. Come on. Give him one.
He was the best man at our wedding. He flew all the way to Canada to the lodge where Bonnie booked the wedding. To the fucking lodge where they were dragging dead elk through the lodge because her stupid fucking lesbian aunt owned the lodge and she thought that was the place to have the wedding, and Jim Norton flew there. A big hand for Jim Norton, folks.
Thank you. By the way, the only reason I flew to your shitty wedding is I thought it was a paid gig.
Is that why you had such a good speech? You had an amazing speech, and then when you were on giving your speech, Rich and I started writing on napkins. Like, oh my God, we're going to have to follow this.
That was a speech I wrote for another wedding.
Can I tell you the story about the wedding real quick? This is how This is why I love her.
You're being awfully... It feels a little bit like an abusive... What? Like, you know, like when a husband like beats you up and then like, but I love you. Like,
you know, you just
but you emotionally beat me up and then...
Well, really? Because I read you a fucking list of what's going wrong with your mind.
That honestly, if you thought about me at all and you like were like, oh my God, you might be demented.
I thought about you the other day.
I would think that's lovely.
Did I buy you
cared?
The other day I bought you a picture at a garage sale that I knew that you would fucking love that picture. It doesn't matter where it came from.
What was it a picture of? You dead? I love the fact they're surprised they have marriage difficulties. The two most caustic pieces of shit in comedy get together and go, we'll heal each other and become one real person.
I'm so glad. You look amazing,
thank
by
you,
the
buddy.
Way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats on the AIDS. it's doing wonders for you.
So this is why...
No, I just saw and the band played on last night, and I was like, thought of you the whole time.
Like, this is why...
I'm not gay. By the way, that was a brilliant defense that you gave of your sexuality before.
Yeah, whatever.
8 minutes, she said, like, I think you're a cocksucker. Now, all right, whatever. Let's...
Well, you know what? I'm tired. Here's what I'm...
Still no rebuttal. Okay.
Yeah.
This is why one of the reasons that I really know she's one of the coolest people on the planet. At our wedding, Jim goes up and does a speech, kills. Then my father goes up and bombs. You can't follow, you know, my father can't follow Jim.
Yeah, plus we also know what came out of his balls was not good. Everyone was just,
why?
There were 30 disappointed Canadians staring at his balls angrily.
Yeah.
Can I also
why? Why? Because you tasted it on your chin?
Yes, so. And I dropped 40 IQ points before I swallowed it.
His father, your father kissed me at the wedding inappropriately.
Huh?
You know that?
With a tongue? No, he didn't stick his tongue in your mouth.
It was an upside down kiss. It was like crazy.
See, that's why I don't.
Because he was walking this way and I put my head like that and he kissed me like ugh. That. It's too sexual.
I grew up with that. What?
God forbid.
Here's what. No, let me say, because you always, you don't think I care about you, and the reasons why I do, there's little reasons.
Well, you're bringing a tear to my eye.
At our wedding.
The tiniest reason.
At our wedding, Jim went up, like I said, was great. My father bombed. So then Bonnie and I were going to go up, and together... And she runs to the mic.
I was wearing a dress.
She runs to the mic without me, and she goes on, and she's doing real well. It's her family, though, but she's doing well.
But they don't like me, so
okay.
It wasn't hard.
And then I went up and grabbed the mic, and I started killing, because I'm Rich Voss. And
you said my father raped you in the barn.
Okay, well.
At our wedding.
Yes.
At our wedding.
Well, and eventually you'll do it to him in a divorce.
So
there's nothing to take.
So I took the mic. You've already took it all. So during our first dance, this is our first romantic dance. Bonnie looks at me and says, "Why did you take the mic? I was killing up there." And I knew that she was a true comic, and I found her. And I'm telling you, when she said, "Why did you take the mic?" and when I was doing solo,
they get it. They just, yeah.
Okay, here's a problem.
Sorry, that was uncomfortable.
Boss's fear of sincere. Every time you go to say something nice about Bonnie, it's got the sincerity of a fucking insurance pitch.
Well, because in the car,
I knew that you were a living creature.
That's why. you know, at the end of a like romantic comedy, the guy will always say like, oh, you know, he's trying to win the girl of his dreams. He's like, I love that you don't know your right from your left, and your sunglasses are always, you're missing them, and they're always on the top of your head. Like some weird quirky stuff. Like Rich would be like, oh, you're tall. You're a lady.
No.
He doesn't know.
When we're watching TV and you're going downstairs to get me food and...
Are you getting him soup like the little girl in Sixth Sense? She's fucking pouring Drano into it. Here you go, dummy.
See, when you go downstairs and then you start doing one of your dances in the fucking room, like you do like these dances... It's so funny, and I just...
What's the dance, by the way?
It's ridiculous. She does, like... It's like if an Egyptian had scoliosis.
I'm not doing it.
And she just does weird dances, and I watch, and I laugh so hard. Because we both... What brings us together, because there's a lot of stuff... We both hate a lot of the same stuff. Like when we're watching a movie, and we'll both go, ugh, or a comic, ugh. And she gets up and does her dance.
Previously, Janine Garofalo.
I'm a big fan of hers.
I don't know why you two think you need help. I mean, you both go, ugh, at the same things in movies.
No, but if he says, there's the thing, Jim. If he doesn't like something, and I try to say like, oh well, maybe they like in a he'll do stuff like this. Like Breaking Bad, he was like, I don't know why everybody thinks this is the greatest show on the planet, you know. And then I'll be like, well, it's changed television, you know, it's a different. You know, try to explain it to him. Sure. Oh, you're always on their side. You never take my side.
She doesn't.
You're not allowed to have a discussion. Yeah.
No. That's a real point. Because out in the street, it's out in the street.
For those of you that can't see this on the podcast, Rich leaned back and then kicked his legs like an infant to sit back up.
No.
So I think we're all now Team Bonnie.
Like, if we go into a store... If we go into a store and she starts a fight or something, or she's really... She could be really C in a store, and I always have her back no matter what. But she doesn't always have my fucking back, even if I'm wrong. Fuck it. Have my back. I always have her back, no matter what. I wasn't with her in Boston at the Female Comedy Festival, okay? Because she's doing really well. She's doing a lot of these female festivals. She did Portland and Boston.
Yeah, that's
and
a dig. That's
she
a dig.
Called me. She pissed everybody off.
I did not. Why do you say that?
Because you did.
True.
You pissed everybody off.
I did it. You think everyone hates me. You're constantly telling me that.
They don't. There's not a lot of people that really like you that...
I don't think it's Bonnie that we hate. I think it's her judgment.
No, people like you once again, because you do help out female comics. We both help out comics. That's what we do. We help out people. And
do you see how he turns it to himself so quickly?
I know. I've known Rich for 20 years. I understand.
Okay. First of all, your job is not to just attack me.
I'm not attacking you.
No, he's helping.
I know you really well. This is what Rich does on the radio. Just to annoy him, I said, this is how devoid of effect. I'll just touch him while he's talking. It's almost an autism, so I can't imagine this poor person trying to like look in your eyes and make love to you. I mean, it's fucking...
Who looked
no,
in each other's
like
eyes?
That. We don't do
no,
it like
I
that.
Actually agree
no.
with you there. You gotta
There's
try to
no
quit
way.
Making him a real person. That's not what he's about.
No, when the other day he came in and I was doing something at the doing some womanly thing at the counter, doing dishes or so, I don't know what I was doing. And he came and he like grabbed my boobs like from behind, and I go, "Don't, I'm fat." He goes, "Not right here." Which was the exact wrong on every level. Couldn't be more wrong.
You know what though? I Bonnie, I'll say this. You have when Rich says something like that, do you remember when Nicholson tried to pick up the sink and Cuckoo's Nest and throw it out the window? And he goes, "I tried, God damn it." That was what Rich was doing. Like, he did
yes,
the best
I
he
know.
Could. That was
I
his
know.
Way of loving you. He grabbed your tits and said, "Yeah, you know, this isn't awful."
translated.
If that's the best he could, you should appreciate. That's Rich's way of complimenting you. I mean, he meant it
and
nicely.
And not only that, then we try to have sex, but you were dry and I was soft.
That should be the name of your
usually
movie.
Usually, you got it. The key to me getting wet is you've got to wait until the tears get to here. Just timing.
You know, I listen. Here, you know.
Who usually initiates sex? Can I ask that? Like, does Bonnie do what you want sexually? Because it can't.
It's usually from a TV. We'll see something like on Game of Thrones when the guy fucks his sister.
All right.
We get so excited.
Or the wedding scene at the end of season 3.
Yes.
Sex, like, it's not really initiated, I'll say, because, and we talked about this.
It's not really
last
initiated.
You know. No, sometimes I'll reach over and start, you know, touching her and stuff.
Well, how do you touch her? I mean, is it romantic or do you just kind of start jabbing in
there? Okay, imagine there's a block of sandpaper. No.
Or a chocolate dial sex. Yeah, like what on TV will spark? Is it like that scene in The Karate Kid where he's doing this? And you're like, yeah. She's got a couple tits.
No, he goes, he thinks, I don't know if it's just because he's fucked too many men, but...
Hey, at least
he's
giving you credit for being a top.
He puts his hand there and he goes like that a couple times and he thinks, it's like, let's go.
First of all, if I was gay, I wouldn't fuck a dude. That's disgusting.
Right.
Wait, if you were gay, what would you do? Just kill hookers?
No. You know, whatever. I don't want to get into that
well,
now. That's a whole other
I'd like to know. What might you do if you were gay?
Well, I wouldn't kiss a guy because that's really gay.
That's really gay, yeah, but...
No, but you would...
Understandable.
You know, maybe I'd let him blow me just if I turned the lights off and it was really dark, you know?
Fair enough.
That's fair, right?
Absolutely.
You know? And then maybe move some
furniture.
I don't
know what to do after this. Get a lawyer right away. I don't know what to do.
Well, it's a fair question to ask if you think that Rich might be gay.
I'm not gay.
I wouldn't care. I want him to be, to do, you know. I just don't want to be, I don't want to be the person that's like a fucking idiot thinking like, everyone else is like, she doesn't know he's gay.
I'm not fucking gay.
He's fucked everybody.
Well, so it's not it's not necessarily Rich being gay. It's like you're worried about how it will kind of reflect on you.
Yeah, like if he was gay and he told me he was gay, I would be supportive. And, you know, look at me. I'm past the point of finding someone new. I would just accept
you
it.
You got that right. No, you could always...
Oh, shut up, Rich. Stand by what you said. She's saying that you're
a
cocksucker and she's okay with it.
You could easily find somebody, a fucking like a middle actor, a new comic.
It's kind of hard. You guys have one thing I like about you two is like I think that you both have probably the best senses of humor about each other. Like, because I've dated women and it's really you make fun of each other, but one of you always gets hurt. I've never seen you two hurt each other's feelings joking around. Like you both have.
There's certain lines.
Okay.
No. If I make fun of him being Jewish, he gets very upset.
No,
that's
I don't.
One of his lines. Yeah.
Not
that's
really. Not. It depends how you
Shut
do
up,
it.
Jew.
Well, do you do it in good fun?
That's true.
He orders you downstairs and he just hears the volume for Schindler's List being turned up. And you're
this part is
with
hilarious.
No, she gets mad. Like, we don't get mad when we attack each other, but we can't have a political discussion because she can't keep up with me. She's not the smartest at politics. You know, when it comes to book reading, she's on top, but.
Yes.
Whatever you call it.
Book reading. Yeah.
No, like if we're reading a plaque or something, then he will win. But a book, I'm on top. A menu, he could go, he's quick, he's good.
Well, what
books, that's where I hit home.
I think it's hard when you collaborate creatively with somebody too. It puts a lot of strain on shit because you guys got to sell something, and you're both kind of probably like saying like, "Well, it's both of our projects," but secretly blaming each other. Like, "Well, if you were better at it, we would have sold it."
No, you know what?
I'll tell you the one thing. I do think Rich is fucking. I hate even saying it. It makes me feel sick to my stomach. But he is fucking hilarious.
Yes,
he. He does. The thing that makes him bad in a relationship is what makes him good on stage. Like, he's unrelenting. You know, he will get his point across. He will. You know, Rich is Rich in any situation. Like, even if you were to meet the Queen, you'd still be this fucking weirdo right here.
I'm looking at him right now.
For anyone who doesn't see, he's pointing at Robert Kelly. And on a side note, we're all a little tired of fucking Bob's thinking he's a fucking mogul and a producer like Merv Griffin.
All right.
You know what, dude? The juxtaposition of this podcast with that podcast.
No, I'm looking at the Queen Mary when I look at him.
Jesus, Voss, that's just hurtful.
Oh, really? Come on. No, and but here's the thing. What were you saying nice about me?
He's like, how did you cut her off? You're good. You're good. I will say that. You're good at comedy. You're good on the radio because you always fight back. That's why they love having you on ONA. You always fight back. But in a relationship,
yeah,
it's sometimes you shouldn't escalate things.
Well, but you're fucking delusional because the problem, like yesterday we
fighting
were
back.
Yeah. Yes, that was an excellent example of escalation.
No,
she's trying to be polite and go like, you probably shouldn't escalate things. You're fucking delusional.
Listen to me, you fuck. He doesn't even know he's doing it, like in his mind.
No, yesterday we're in the car and she's like, you're this, you're this, you're this, and then I say one thing about her and she goes, oh, you're a bully. For fucking 20, first of all, fucking the word bully is stupid.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous.
No, you said I can't talk politics with you, and I said I choose not to because you're a bully.
How is he a bully, though? You're both kind of smart. You're both smart.
No, because...
comics. But I'm serious. Like,
141 IQ.
Yeah, that's a little... I think he's leaving a decimal point out. But.
He doesn't know what IQ stands for, but the number is correct. Because he'll just yell at you. He just yells... You know, he just repeats stuff that he hears on, like, right...
No, I don't... I learn... Everybody repeats stuff that they heard and learned.
That
where
is
else,
true.
Yet, where else do you learn it from? From somebody telling it to you?
What don't you... Can I ask you... I'm sorry to interrupt, Trish. What don't you like that she does in political discussions?
Because she's so close-minded, and even if she knows she's wrong... Listen, and I'm a moderate person, but she's kind of like... I when it comes to politics...
I think you meant to say success.
Quit holding yourself like you're in Dog Day Afternoon.
I know, but sitting next to you, I feel like I'm in Cruising. Oh, two Pacino gay references. Only on this podcast will you get that back to back, my friends.
What I'm saying is she's so stuck in her ways that no matter... She's like, you know how... And I'm not trying to... Listen, to right... I don't want to get into politics,
this is how he argues. There, do you notice no content so far? Zero.
No, because I
like,
don't
how long do you wait?
I don't want to turn this into a political thing, but...
But he asked you a specific question. What is it that I do?
She can't see the other side. She cannot be in any way moderate. She's completely close-minded... And that's it, okay? So
all liberals are close-minded.
And there's always an even balance, and there's always moderation where both sides could come in and figure it out and work it out.
Do you guys ever I notice that people when they argue politics and they do it on Fox, CNN, everyone, no one ever says that's a good point.
What I say to him all the time. I say he never says that.
Oh yeah,
never.
Sometimes it's important
to who.
That's a good point, or I never thought of it like that. Or
because you really don't come up with any. Not, I mean, in politics. In business, when it comes to show business, boom, genius.
Yeah, look where I am. I got it all figured out. I got Bobby Kelly telling me when to go on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, hun, just hang back, hun.
Hey, hey. Not yet. I picked out this music. Let him hear it.
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah, his fucking music cues made me physically ill.
Dude, he's here at like great. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like,
I admire Bobby's ability to put a show together / desperation. You know what, dude? You didn't have to attack me.
I know. It's like...
I don't even know what I'm supposed to. I feel like I'm talking to Phil and Bryn Hartman.
No, you would give your somewhat.
Oh, hold on, sorry. You object to that? She congratulates me on my AIDS, and you didn't object to that. But I fucking mentioned a couple that really was a murder-suicide. That's too upsetting.
But I said
you
look good first. I said you look good first.
That was true. I apologize for that.
A lot of people with AIDS look great now.
Thank you.
Take better care of themselves.
Thank you. But like your husband, you know, somebody gives me a nice compliment, and you just got to take it right away. Yeah, I understand why this marriage is doomed.
This marriage is stronger than ever.
Shut up.
Okay.
That's not saying a lot.
In the car. You know why he's giving me so many compliments? Because in the car, he was like, "We got to show people we like each other. We got to make that clear."
Well, because we can't just come on and fight. We do have a lot of fucking common ground. We do have fun and get along. We played tennis yesterday, okay?
Yeah, but when I said, "Why are you taking it so seriously?" What did you say?
When I take what so seriously?
The tennis. I go, "It's just a game." And you're like, "It's not just a game."
Oh, you're so fucking, you're full of shit. Let me show you something. Listen to me. She goes, "It's just a game," and she won one set, and she goes, "Yes, okay."
First of all, I won two. We only played three.
Okay, you won two, okay. Sometimes a husband lets a wife do things to build up self-esteem, okay.
I like the fact that you guys played tennis together. It's like, you know, because that's basically just smashing a ball back and forth at each other aggressively, which is kind of like every conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, that was great in comparison.
Thank you. Thank you for analyzing tennis for us.
It was more your relationship.
Okay.
Wasn't actually tennis.
But you guys... what you guys...
I don't know if he gets metaphors.
You guys are good for each other. I really... like, because you're both really strong personalities and you don't respect weakness. And I've watched these two go at each other and nobody could stay married to either one of you and tolerate...
tolerate
the shit you say to each other. Like, you fucking... you emasculate him, and it's funny, and he takes it, and he
that
fucking...
That is one great thing about it. I mean, he likes any kind of attention.
No, because... no, because she's funny. Funny's fucking funny.
Well, after we go in O&A and we smash each other, we'll get in the car and... "Well, it was good when you said that. That was good when you said that."
But nobody else. I've never dated a girl who could take that type of criticism.
You know, you should have stopped that. I dated a girl.
Believe me, I didn't barrel through by accident. I knew if I fucking paused there, but I'm glad you managed to insert it. My possible homosexuality.
So wait, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I think that, you know, what's there to tell you to? Like, I think it's important to pick the things you guys are really good at together. And I think that you really, no one else could put up with the type of shit you give each other. That's really funny. I mean, you slam each other. I've never seen a married couple or even like Iran and Iraq smash each other the way you two, and then you both laugh at each other's slams, and like he talks about her fucking other comics to get and she smashes him as a dumb Jew, and it's like, it's so fun for everybody, and neither one of you gets angry.
Well, because, you know, the thing is, the bottom line is, because
somebody's gonna applaud that. Yeah.
No
hatred.
One thing I know about Bonnie, above everything, her being beautiful, and hands
let's
down.
Let's make sure everybody knows we like each other.
Hands down, no, hands down, a great mom. Our daughter, listen to me, the way she, because I'm on the road so much, and she spends so much time with our kid, and the arts and crafts and the creativity. They made a board game, a real board game, that you start from the beginning and go to, like a board game, okay? Well, Doug, listen, you guys, well,
you should post this on worstexamplesever.com.
I know. It's like, no, I'm not finished.
It's like the whole time he's talking, I'm like, know your audience, Rich.
No.
Maybe you should go do the ladies' festival, huh?
What I'm saying is, she, hands down, our kid is brilliant. Fucking brilliant. And because of her, because I'm on the road so much.
That's not the only reason.
Okay. And on top of all that, she's so creative. I've never been with a person. I've been with, you know, other comics. I've been with tons of comics. Okay. But they, you know, and some hot ones, you know, but they were open micers.
Did you bring up that fucking hairdresser from The View one more time?
But when I watched her create,
who from The View did he fuck?
He was fucking some hairdresser from The View.
Or a hairdresser. I thought one of
the
ladies.
No,
I never fucked her. I just got a hand job. We didn't, and then I broke it off because I met you.
Was that one of the ones I got to watch you with?
No, that was Yvette. How fucking hot
was
she?
How true were those stories?
100%.
Yeah, because he always says they're not true.
I was walking by one time and Rich is with a girl in the car and I had just jerked off at home, unfortunately, and he goes, get in the back, she's going to blow me, and I'm just trying to jerk off.
And the girl didn't care?
What's that?
The girl didn't care?
No, she was just happy to have someone else to talk to in the car.
She could talk while giving a blowjob. That doesn't say much for Rich. Mm.
I didn't hear it, but it was probably good.
Listen, I think we should wrap this up. But
no, how long
I don't
have
know
we
if
done?
He was a good
Bobby,
choice.
How long have we done?
You've done around 45 minutes, but you got Q&A. You did 46 minutes.
All right, so we got a few more minutes.
Yeah,
we got some time.
Where
the fuck are these people
Do
going?
I have to stay?
No, you don't. You got Q&A, though, after, so. Wow.
What I'm saying with Bonnie, so I've never met anybody as creative as her. Like, she's writing a book, and it's fucking brilliant. And
you've I'm not just, read one word of it. I yeah. asked if you wanted to read it. You go, oh, when it comes out.
No, but... No, but...
Then it'll be like, well, when you do the audio book. Oh.
No, what I'm saying is you read... You read some of it to me, and I'm going, it's just fucking amazing.
I read one tiny thing.
It was really good. And, you know, when we go to...
He did say, I was reading it to him. I prefaced it, of course, by saying, like, does this sound stupid? This is for my book. And I read him, like, two paragraphs, and he goes, yeah, now, see, whoever wrote this gets it. And I was like, it was me.
My hearing.
Do you think that he's got dementia?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's the same as he's always been. I mean, I've never seen Rich forgetting stuff. He's always made slight verbal miscues.
Slight?
Yeah, little ones that you wouldn't... Shelves, by the way.
Why? What did I say?
Shelves.
And also...
That's like saying, I saw two womans.
Oh, no. I'm not lying right now when I say, we made a movie called Women Aren't Funny. Well, after it was done. I mean, this is like, he's talking to distributors. He's saying, women aren't funny. He didn't know the title. You kept saying woman.
That's
like
better
one...
than I thought. I thought he was going to say, you should put an apostrophe and an S.
A woman's.
I'm just telling you what I thought. I'm glad I didn't say it.
You know, I'm trying to compliment you because I could easily go after your shortcomings, but everybody has shortcomings. Everybody has, you know, little inconsistencies.
You know it's bad when he realizes it as he's saying it.
Like, is that real?
I couldn't really get it out. I kind of knew what I wanted to say.
Like, you speak for a living.
Yeah, but I'm not speaking to fucking
you,
Apple
know what? You're
employees.
Like, you're like the deaf interpreter, you know, that made it all the way to the top without knowing how to interpret.
I got hung up on that word. I'm not going to lie. What I'm saying is we all have, shortcomings. And did I say that?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, go ahead.
But if you look at
tell
the positive,
my shortcomings.
If you look at the positive stuff, we
Rich,
have.
Rich, don't
what?
Come on.
No.
No, I'm just saying. You know that's not you. You know that you say negative stuff constantly.
Yeah, but
don't act like right now. Like I always look at the positive side of everything.
I do, but you don't notice it. See, I'm not like you where I write a list. Oh, I did this, I did that. I just do things and I do them.
What kind of list do you write?
Well, like she'll say, oh, I clean this, I did that, I did this, I wrote a book. But we're, you know. But
I think that's a good thing to make a little list of good things.
I've never written a list, by the way. Oh. I don't know. I think he's saying like at dinner when you're trying to think of things to talk about, you're like, well, I did this or I did that. And then that's upsetting to you. For me to bring up things I did during the day.
No, not at all, because I think your days are full. So are mine, but I don't think you appreciate the fact that I'm on the road nonstop trying to keep the fucking...
I do.
You know,
it's hard.
We're like a machine,
yeah.
And we both got to keep it together, okay? The machine. You do your part to run the machine, and
it.
I do my part.
Right.
And I don't think you see the part that I do. Which
I
is
do.
Fucking a nightmare.
I think the golf is important, an important part. Of
well, Rich
your
is probably stressed though too. I mean, going on the road all the time is sucks a lot.
No, I know.
It's nonstop. It's nonstop.
Small crowds. I mean,
yeah. quality, not quantity.
That's true. So 0-2.
So what I'm saying is, I don't think.
Know that you got him.
Yes, he does. He's just choosing to forgive me.
I forgot about
Never
it.
Never seen him not fight back.
You don't hold a grudge, do you?
No, I don't hold a grudge. I just want to be.
You can't remember.
I just want her to realize that it takes both of us to make everything fucking work. Her stuff is just as important.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I love it when you go on the road.
Are you kidding me? It's a dream, because then we both get a lot more done. You know what I mean? And then when we're together, we get to do the things we like to do. You
should probably remember you just said this the next time you tell her. You don't know how hard it is to go on the road. You did just say it's a dream.
No, I mean not the flying and all that bullshit, but once I'm in the hotel and I don't have her fucking, you know.
Right. Do you guys kiss a lot?
Ugh. The fuck would we do that for?
You're right. It's silly of me to ask.
I tried it. I was making out with her the other day, and she goes, ugh, no tongue.
It was awful.
Why?
He's got so much saliva in his mouth. I used to really like that. That used to turn me on, but I don't know.
Is it like one of those things that you enjoyed before, and now that you guys have like a history, it just kind of annoys you?
I don't think you should make out.
At a certain point, right?
I don't know. I think it's healthy.
I don't know. When I first started dating her, I would pick her up at the airport. She'd come in from L.A., and we'd sit in the car, and we'd make out. And it was like fucking the make-out was as sexy. And I mean, just making out with her was great. But that was 10 years ago. You know what I mean? So now...
Well, I'm not going to push you into it. You obviously both are on the same page with that. Like,
No, I like to kiss. I kissed her the other day, and look at those lips. I mean, she's got nice lips. She's a good kisser. But, you know, we don't find time.
It's a lot nicer than what she just said about you.
That's all right. Listen, I'm the one who's got to live
honest.
With me. You know what? All I know is at the end of the day, I know I do the right thing. You know what I mean? I might be an asshole and a scumbag. And inconsiderate.
No, you are.
But I do show her affection.
Let me stop you from doing this trick where you say like a bunch of, hey, like I'm just doing the best I can. Oh yeah, sure. And then you list the awful qualities.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, sure. I fuck guys on the road. And, you know, I don't like to touch her, but I mean, like, you know, I do care about her deep down.
We're not very affectionate.
I know. I know that. I've known you over 20 years, and if I touch you, you leap away from me.
Well that's the best argument against him being gay that I've heard.
That's because I'm scared you're bleeding.
That was a good one. Quick and mean.
We should take some questions from the audience, I think. Yeah. I think some people are dying to ask some.
Who's got a question? Put your hand up.
Where's our question?
I'm on the
guy right here.
Here we go.
Hold on. Where's Kelly? Is she
I'm
working?
Here, I'm
right?
Can you just put
How about we fucking talk to DiCaprio's friend from This Boy's Life? Yes, sir.
Yes, hello.
Do you think he'd be more open to make out with Rich if he didn't have 14 Nicorette in his mouth?
Well, that's one of the things is that he does... He won't take his gum out, and sometimes he will eat stuff with the gum in, and then he goes like this. Yes, and he takes it and he shoves it. Shove it.
I'm just practicing.
The food into his mouth. I guess to get it past the gum.
I put the gum up in my ear.
That's disgusting. That's awful.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck?
It is. Put the Nicorette down.
Listen, I quit fucking smoking. I don't drink. I don't eat red meat. I don't fucking... What else do I have but Nicorette gum? That's it. And you're taking... You get to go out and have a couple drinks and relieve your stress. And no one ever gets... You know, you go out, have some drinks. You.
Oh,
Yeah. So this is all I got is the Nicorette gum.
No, I don't want you to stop the Nicorette, but I don't have a beer bottle in my mouth. I'm going to make out with you. No, like keep the lime in.
So you think he's being discourteous by kissing you with gum wedged up under his
Yes, disgusting.
Lip.
But it's also like the gum is like, you won't take it out. You'll be having like some kind of conversation with somebody, and I'll see you like doing this. Like the person must be like, "What the fuck?"
I'm not trying to fucking win anybody over.
That's for
very
sure.
obvious, Rich. I've known that
well,
since
it's
1990.
Working.
Rich, and I love Rich. Rich is one of my favorite people ever, and he's never made a good impression the first time on. Rich Voss is the only person my parents didn't like when they met. They love every comedian. And the first time they met him, they were like, "Oh, that guy." They just didn't like him. He was abrasive. They love him now, but worst first impression.
To bring it back to the wedding. At the wedding, you said Rich is the opposite of everyone in Hollywood. He's
he's shitty to your face and nice behind your back.
Yeah, which is really.
I tease Rich. He's a very genuine. There's nothing scumbaggy about Rich Voss. There's nothing at all.
I disagree.
No, I know, but he's not a duplicitous person.
No, he doesn't have the smarts. Where's the next question?
All right, over here we've got one. Okay, let's go.
This is like fucking the Donnie. Yeah,
what kind of lessons do you teach your kids?
What kind of lessons?
Rich?
My older daughters, I just make sure. I don't want to sound racist. but, you know, as friends.
Yeah.
And that's where you know what I mean? Cause
as friends.
There's no black people here. You can, black people don't like our podcast because they'd be like, I don't get it. Hit the bitch. What? I don't understand.
Bonnie, with our youngest daughter, I can't tell you how brilliant she is. How, like, if we ever got a TV show, how she would steal every scene she was in. Because she's just so funny and brilliant. Yeah.
The lessons.
What's that?
We teach her how to curse.
Yes.
We've taught her that.
She's got an imagination. She wrote
a
TV show.
Huh?
We were having lunch the other day, and she wrote a TV show, our six-year-old. And she went on for 45 minutes about her TV show.
The presidents and her. It was the old presidents
yeah,
and her going to the park, going to the water park, going to the zoo.
And so, and now my older daughters, who I couldn't be any more proud of my older daughters. Both of them, one graduated early from college on the dean's list, and the other one's graduating next year. And so, my kids grew up with, even though I was divorced from Kelly, who I miss dearly,
Rich,
you
Rich.
What?
I'm black. I happen to be black.
What's that?
We can tell by your voice.
Yes. And the fact that we can't see you.
And all right. But I have a black son who's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And he would love to give it to one of your daughters.
Yeah. But the only problem is he'd have to do it before 12 before his ankle bracelet goes off.
Keith Robinson.
That's Keith. Hey,
Keith will be shooting his own special, by the way, unless he trips and falls on his dumb face like he did at the Comedy Cellar. Greatest moment in the history of the Comedy Cellar.
Now, Bobby tripped over a table upstairs.
Oh, my God.
We were standing there, and Bobby tripped and fell on it. I mean,
I was wondering why there was little dust all over the stage.
$20,000 worth of damage.
I hate all my friends.
That's right, and we are, all of them.
What about the black guy?
Any more questions, or can we get out of here?
No, we didn't even take any questions. Do some.
Yeah. Anyone
What's
else?
Your fucking rush?
I don't know. I always feel like I've overstayed. Like, I think everybody wants to leave. That's what
Dave,
I say.
Listen,
that's Dave. Only because you do, Bonnie.
Listen.
Out of all the things said tonight, that was.
Yeah, it's odd what people object to. Like a little. I'm just implying that she wants to get divorced, and the lady's like, "Whoa,
whoa, hey.
Bonnie said to me. And this is her words. We will never get divorced. That's what she said.
Yeah, we have life insurance.
Whoa, 5 minutes into her act. That's what she does. That's a bit. It's fucking horrific.
But you should let her do the joke without it. You don't have to call her out on it.
No, because mine's funnier. My fucking life insurance bit is funnier, and she wants to do hers. And
I don't want to do it. I just want to say that.
Look, see how mad she gets? Look at that. You fucking smashed me for an
hour.
I'm not mad.
They love those people. No, I'm fine.
Nothing ruins a marriage like dueling life insurance bits.
They say things to each other that anybody would get mad at. We laugh at everything except.
Are there any other questions?
Any other questions? Raise your hand. There you go, Kelly, right up front.
All right.
Hang on, he's got a microphone, dummy. Oh.
Yes. What'd you say?
So, how's the sex life?
Didn't you just?
I guess they're asking Jim because we're married.
Weren't you here fucking 20 minutes ago when we talked about it?
It's, never went into depth, man.
What's that?
Where's the depth? I want to hear the depth.
There is no depth.
not in that fucking beaten down tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Awesome. I was like in my own head just being like, aha, I got him.
I never thought we'd look at the dueling life insurance bit as a highlight in the marriage. Your cock is small. Your pussy's beaten up and deep. Next question.
What have I become?
Oh, shit.
Any more legitimate questions for this very fine couple? There's a lot of
people.
Here's
one right here from
yes.
I got it. Here we go.
Look at that.
How much of the podcast is show and entertainment, and how much is actual
Zero
true life?
Is show and entertainment. 0%. It's real. It's just totally real. Like, we don't prepare. We sit down at the kitchen table, and we just...
Dining room table. We don't have a kitchen table.
And then he goes, test, test, test. Then it all begins. Well, you know, a very good friend of mine.
Wait for the microphone so everybody else can hear the fucking question.
Say it again. All right, Bobby.
Not you, him.
But he's a fan of ours, yes. Bobby. I don't appreciate you talking to him
and
like
he's
that.
He's not used to speaking in public, so there's no reason to shame
Jesus.
Him.
Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't have good mic technique.
And you know when Bobby's ad-libbing when he calls you a nut, let me tell you. What are you, fucking Kathleen Bates from Misery?
That was okay, not that good, but it was okay.
It wasn't bad. It's late.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing over there, you wacky guy?
Much better.
Yeah.
What
you're
he
crazy
asked
like
was
a
if
fox.
It's real or not. Is a podcast real?
The How podcast. Much is
real? And a friend of mine, my best friend, asked me that one time because she listened to it. And she was like, "I don't know." And the truth is, I don't know what's real and what's not real. Like, I don't even know if our marriage is real. Like, I don't know. This is honestly how we are when we're in the car. It's just all the time. Like, you've never been around us where we haven't been.
We went out for dinner on Mother's Day, and we had a nice Mother's Day dinner at Cheesecake Factory.
Nothing but the best.
You picked it. You picked it. I mean? That's what I mean.
Do want to go to the other one.
It's, you know,
what's
we have,
right
listen, we have a real life when my daughters are there or when we're out with other, if we, say we go out to dinner with Opie and his wife or we go out, our manager invited us to his Christmas party that was like 300 fucking miles north, fucking idiot, couldn't have it in New York. But when we went there... Like, you really were going to drive all the way there to look at your fucking man?
You did, right?
Huh?
You did drive there.
Yeah, we drove there because we were
desperate. This is the kind of positive spin that you were talking about before.
What do you mean? Oh.
The fact that you're shitting on the Christmas party that he invited you to and you chose to drive to. And you're like, why did that fucking dummy have it where the industry could come?
It was really a good party.
I don't care.
I guess it's a fuck.
I don't care if a fire broke out.
Again?
Don't bring up fire. Okay.
So we have a normal life at times, and we're just fucking comics at times, and we fight, and we do what every fucking married couple does, only.
Set up, boss.
Thank you.
Yes.
Look at it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Is that key?
That's the first time anyone's wanted to see you.
That was Noam stretching out on one of many open seats here. And it was really nice to have Bob calling me, dude, ticket sales are light. You know, when Ron Bennington was here, look, I don't know what to tell you.
No, hey, listen, this isn't a bad turnout. It's not, this
I'm
is
kidding,
fun.
Rich. I'm joking.
I'm not.
I know. I'm just having fun.
Anyhow.
Does anyone else have a question?
We have a normal life.
Someone in the back right there.
Oh, look at it. How desperate are we for questions?
If you guys weren't comedians, what do you think you'd be doing?
If we weren't comedians, what would you be doing? Good question.
What kind of fuck? What is this, a job application?
Well, I think that was a fair question. Let me rephrase it.
Somebody else.
What do you think you two actually should be doing?
If I was in a comic, I'd probably be in prison for probably inside
sodomy
inside
for impersonating a gnome. Not you.
For like insider trading or something. I would be in sales.
No, you for insider trading. You fucking liar.
What?
For stealing a lawn jockey and trying to sell it for drug money. That's what you'd be in jail for. You know, me and Bonnie Madoff.
Listen, you jackass.
I hope I don't have to sell my yacht.
First of all, forklift driver, I used to do sales before I was a comic.
No, I know. I know I was a forklift. If someone said to me, what would you be doing if it was a comedy, I would probably say some warehouse job or something.
I was doing sales, and I was offered jobs through Merrill Lynch, all kind. I used to do canvas sales and sell plants on the street.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know when you're selling plants out of a van, Merrill Lynch is after you. Yeah. They're best headhunters.
And here's what you don't understand.
You were selling your mouth to Cox.
This is so
wanna
much.
Wanna buy a seedling?
You know, it's called a wandering Jew, and it's funny, that was my nickname in high school for the 1 year I went.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know he's really into a joke when he transforms into a bird. Oh, shit, I want to throw him worms. I don't know what the fuck
next
we'd
question.
Be doing.
Next question.
All right, anyone else got a question? All right, out the front here.
Ooh.
Jim, if Rich died, would you take his place?
Take his
you
place?
You don't have to answer that.
Where?
We have a townhouse in New Jersey.
Oh, I thought, okay, I didn't know if you meant like here or would I go back to middling in Kansas City. No. let me do Rich's part. I headline. I know, Rich. I'm just fucking joking. You're fucking one of the fastest guns in the West.
I can't get back into
you.
Kansas City.
No, I love Bonnie, but she's my friend. And you know, it's funny, Rich...
What do you mean you love her?
Exactly. Rich at one point really did for years thought that I had sex with his ex-wife. He's a bit... And I would never do anything that...
Is that true?
I would never do anything that disloyal. But he really thought that I might have...
No, but he's had this problem before me, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
what, do you think it just started with you?
Yeah, that you were like... This is what I always thought, that in your heart of hearts, you knew I was too good for you.
Did you? Did you get your hair colored for this?
No.
It looks fucking so good.
Well, go ahead.
Next
Sorry.
Question. Okay, over here.
I wanted to ask, how is Rich's jealousy, or does he still think you're fucking John Stamos, or...
Yeah, like, he thought I fucked John Stamos.
How can you listen to me?
I mean, I would have fucked John Stamos, don't get me wrong, but it's like, I don't think John Stamos.
No, because you don't get it. Guys like that practice on broads like you. You know, like on a Monday or Tuesday for a Friday night girl.
Yeah.
What, you see what I'm saying?
He did ask me if my pussy was all beat up. Hey.
What I'm saying is I was in L.A. and I come, she's sitting at the table with Stamos like fucking, like doesn't even know me. I don't even think she introduced me.
I did.
Yeah, that's Rich Voss. He's a comic. I think that was the intro. Okay. And then next thing you know, I get home. She comes home 2 weeks later and she's following him on Twitter. Never in a million years would she follow.
It's a normal thing. You meet someone, you follow them on Twitter.
No, yeah, I mean, if you meet a celebrity like that and you follow them on Twitter, that's
no, listen
normal.
To me. You fucking, you would, and you would try to get a picture with him. But,
yes.
Okay. She's
well,
not.
I don't
like
have
that.
The option of fucking him like she did.
Why?
Know.
He doesn't hang at rest areas?
No, I don't think Bonnie cheats on you.
Huh?
I don't think Bonnie cheats
on you. I'm not a good person.
I know that. Or comic, but I don't think she cheats on you.
That's your...
I know, I'm kidding, Rich.
Oh, you can't feed that into this
Shut
negative
up. Hole. You're one of the funniest people I know. I've told you that a million... Rich is such a quick... Bonnie knows she's funny, but Rich really, like, he's one of the fucking fastest comedic minds I've ever known.
You know what it is? I always think of it like, you know, like, it goes so fast, but it holds no information. Like, it's a weird thing. Like,
it's like genius... Rob really Hartley. Does run it run right through it, but it's Teflon and it never sticks.
Yes.
Well, I'm not paying attention, but it seemed like a compliment.
It was. It was. Stop trying to look taller by stretching out.
Oh, listen,
irritating all of us.
I think this was a good show. I want to thank everyone for coming.
Listen, we have posters upstairs.
All right, the Jew.
We want to thank Bobby Kelly for putting this all together.
Thank you, Bobby.
We want to thank Rob at Riotcast, of course, Jim Norton, Noam.
Kelly.
Thank you.
Noam, who's going to renegotiate the deal that we made tonight. Dave Smith, who came up here and warmed you guys up. He's a really funny guy.
Very funny.
And listen, thanks for the support. You guys, this was a lot of fun. And don't forget, buy some posters. My new CD will be out on iTunes. And our movie, we did get a distributor for our movie, so we're looking at July.
Buy Women Aren't Funny.
July or August,
iTunes.
Which Bonnie directed. And if you saw it, you know how fucking brilliant it is. So that's all I got. That's it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jim. You have to thank Jim.
I thanked him.
And thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
I did thank Jim.
What?
I did thank him. And we'll sign the posters. All right, we're fucking done.
How do you let it end so uneventfully? There's a big applause, and he goes, oh, yeah, and we'll sign.
Give it up for Rich and Bonnie, everybody. Rich and Bonnie, Jim Norton, Keith Robinson. They're going to be upstairs selling their poster from their podcast, signing and taking photos. Head upstairs to the left. Thank you for coming, everybody. Take care.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.